Now, talk to me about your own time in Jacobs. Did you go into Jacobs directly after school?
I was going away to England. And, of course, there was still conscription in England. And my mother was having handsprings. She didn't want me to go away because of what happened to her own family. Our brothers all ended up crippled. And I was going away because things were very bad here at the time. And the place that I had worked in, bodybuilders, coach builders, that had closed down.
Where was this now, the coach builders?
That was in...
New Street.
What was the name of that street? No, it was up, not George Street, up past, as if you were going to Inchicore, going out of town.
Yeah.
Was it New Street, Dad?
Pardon?
New Street. No. It was for Jacobs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, these coach builders were part of Jacobs, were they?
No. That's where I just got a job there.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
What was the name of the company?
What was the name of that company? Oh, God, I can't... They had a place in Rialto. Mm-hmm. That's where their home was. And they had a big area they owned there. And they used to have their coach work there as well. Mm. Can't remember their name now.
But you took off to England anyway, did you?
I was going away to England because things were very bad here and you couldn't get a job. And I, at this stage, like, I had played for a team up to under 18, Glasnevin. Hibernians, we called ourselves, because... When we lived there in Phibsborough near St. Peter's Church, there was a huge big tennis court, tennis area courts, and there was a club there, the AOH, the Ancient Order of Hibernians. That was the tennis club. And most of the lads that formed that team under 14, they all lived in the railway houses in the AOH area, you know. And that's why we call it the team Hibernians.
I see, yes.
But we won the league and we won the cup under 14. And I think we there was some kind of a mix-up and I know half of them left under 15 and we came back after 16 together again and we won the league under 16 and under 18 we came back for under 17. We didn't get out another 17, but then we won the league and the cup under 18 and I joined Bowes in Dalymount. Now that was only really across the road from me at home.
Yeah. That's great. You know. And what position did you play in?
Centre half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and then did you play?
Well, I was playing on the B team.
Yeah.
You know, on the junior teams in Dalymount, and then I got promoted onto the first team, and I played there, and who was I playing against? And I got a smack in the knee. And I was carried off. And I had to go to the hospital anyway. And I was told never to play again.
That was the end of your career.
Yeah, I had to have an operation on my knee.
Yeah.
That fella there.
I see, yeah.
So I could never play again. I was told never to play again. Now, I didn't play. But the fella I palled with that lived up near the park, Michael Preston was his name. He, and the funny thing, he palled with me, and it was from playing Gaelic football and hurling that we met. But his sisters, coincidentally, worked with my sisters. They worked at the sewing, some Marrowbone Lane. There was a factory there, made clothes, and they worked there. And I got to know them, you know, from that. Well, Mick Preston was his name. Mick was very tough and strong.
Yeah, very tough and strong. So that put an end to your sporting days. Then you had to think about your work and your...
But I took up golf eventually then.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I joined a golf club and did well, won quite a few prizes. My wife Pauline, like, when I was with that team, they decided that they'd try and get a girls' team up. And my sister played for the Holy Faith Convent in Lathnevin.
Yeah.
And she played camogie with the team there. And she was a very good player. My sister May, the eldest of the six of us. And that's how I met Pauline. Because Pauline went to the Holy Faith in Lathnevin and she was captain of one of the more junior teams to May. She was younger than May.
What's Pauline's maiden name?
Legros. L-E, capital L, small e, capital G, R-O-S. Legros. The big fellow.
Yes. And where did her
father was from Hollywood in County Wicklow. Out by Blessington, and out the road from Blessington, about 10 miles past Blessington, turn left,
yeah,
and up the mountain. That's where her father was from.
Yeah.
Still there. I only saw some of the girl now that would be equivalent to Pauline, Rita. We only met her recently. Pauline used to go down there a lot with her grandmother. And she knew everybody. And I remember when I went down there first with Pauline, even before we were married, and her cousin, who lived all her life there, and they'd meet somebody and they'd be talking to them, and her cousin would be saying, "Pauline, who was she? Who was she?" No, she was local and she didn't know the woman. Pauline knew everyone going around.
Yeah.
Like, when she'd go out with her grandmother, I think they'd nearly stop in every house and have a cup of tea, whatever, they'd be going for a walk, you know.
But that's the way it was.
That's the way it was. That's exactly the way it was in the country, yeah.
What year did you go into Jacobs?
I go into Jacobs? I went into Jacobs when I was 21, and I was born in 1928, so that was 49. My dad wanted me to get a job, my mom, he said he had, I'd played, we say down in Cork or somewhere like that, and I got a good write up in the paper, and he was the boss over the football team, and played the football team, the man that was the boss.
Yes.
And he was saying to my dad on the Monday, "I see a lad was playing in Cork at the weekend, and see, he got a good ride up." He said to me, "Playing." And God, my dad said, "Well, he's 21 now, so he should be improving. He's getting older." And he came to him the next day, and he said to him, You never said to me that your lad was going away." And he's wondering, how in the name of God would he know that I'm going away to England? And things were very bad here at that time. And the place that I was working in Bridger Street, Carbury's, they closed down. And I couldn't get a job anywhere because things were very bad. So I was going away to... Pauline's sister was in Liverpool. I was going over to her and get a job over there because you get a job over there easy enough. And My dad couldn't understand how did he know where I was going.
So how did
And
he
the
know
government that? Was trying to stop people emigrating. And when they said to me, where did you last work? Now, I had done a 2 weeks holiday work in it.
In Jacobs.
And, of course, it never dawned on me where I worked or who I should say. So I said, my last job, well, I said, I did a holiday relief work in Jacobs. And, of course, they got in touch with Jacobs. Now, he had been talking to my dad on the Monday after me playing down in Cork or whatever it was. And then the next day he comes to my dad and says, you never said to me yesterday that your dad was going away. And he said to himself, how in the name of God would he know Andy is going away? Mm. But it was the government that was trying to stop people going away.
Yeah.
If he's interested, tell him he can start work in the morning.
I see.
Now, yeah. My mum, now I had arranged and all, I'd go over. And, she was adamant that you have no excuse there, you have a job, you have no excuse. Because of all, there was still wars going on with Germany, and she was afraid I'd end up the same as our brothers, crippled or killed from the first war. And I went into Jacobs, and I just went in, and I was sent out to work at the back gate, what they call the back gate, goods inward section. And very quiet kind of a place, you know. But a lot of the ingredients that come in there, and they use barrels of fat, you know, for biscuits. And you could be getting a lorry load of 30, 40 barrels, you know. And I walked in that. And then they started to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they started a second shift. And then they started night work. Mm-hmm. They were doing that much business. And there was that much stuff coming in. They had a place in New Street, a big store there. And I was sent over to be in charge of the store there and taking all the work there and recycle it by the correct date, you know.
Yeah.
The ones I got in first should be the first to go to the factory, you know. But I stayed there with all the rest of my time in it.
It was fantastic. And so the was that Bishop Street or was it?
Bishop Street, yeah. Yeah. Bishop Street was where it was.
And where exactly in the building? You say you were out at the back gate.
Yeah.